And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Great show going on with Bill DePriest, Mike Bond from the PCS show. Lots of fun things and your phone calls and your texts.
Man, we're having a great time. So much cool info. So excited that the PCS show is right around the corner, March 6th through 9. It's been a great show. Lots of great info already. And if you want to join us in the second half, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach on the fan this morning. Or you can send us a text. We've already had so many great text messages come through, and they are just piling through for the second hour. The only way to send in a text through Let's Talk Hookup is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's the easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can catch all the archive shows. If there was a killer tidbit of information that you missed from yesterday's show, you want to rehear this one, or you just like listening on your drive home from work, all available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and it's easy to do, and the only way that you can text in your questions to the show. We're giving away a great prize. One lucky caller or texter at the end of today's show is going to win a full-day trip on board the Mission Bell at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. Big thanks to Captain Cameron Crippen for making that happen for us. And you're going to get four tickets to the PCS show. You're going to get to bring the fam, bring some buds, and come check out this great show that we've been talking about all morning.
Speaking of family, kids get in free, right?
Yep, 12 and under kids get in free.
12 and under kids get in free.
Great.
So bring the whole family.
Yep.
Yeah,
totally.
it's a family event, for sure.
No doubt. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to continue on with our catch report. We got him standing by. Gundy Gunderson is on the line, our surf guru. What's up, Gundy?
Good morning, Gundy.
We got Gundy.
Good morning,
there.
Gundy. Got picks. Oh, wait a minute. Pick us up, Gundy, right here. There you go.
Yeah, you hear me?
All right. Gotcha, Gundy. I had to bring the pot up here.
Hey, you got Mike Bond there?
Yes,
What's up, Gundy?
You know it.
You know where I met? I met that guy when I was crewing on the Polaris Supreme.
That guy.
And I saw one of the most remarkable feats of sport fishing from him. We were in a ripper bluefin bite. Everyone
here
had
we go. Here we go.
And Mike Bond caught, what was it, 11 skipjack in a row.
Oh! Unbelievable. That's awesome.
All right, let's go to the report.
Gundy, I will get you for that publicly.
Publicly.
Oh, I love it.
It's kind of a pity friendship, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's right, buddy. I love it.
When everyone's tapping you on the shoulder, you know you're having a rough day on a long-range boat. Anyways, in improving conditions, we saw some really nice catches up there on the Santa Barbara front. The water's cleaning up, 57, 58-degree water. Very good barred perch fishing, probably an 8 to 12-inch average. Lugworms working real well. One of the anglers there throwing lugworms at Gaviota had 14 perch. Refugio, Gaviota, other good places there. Actually seen a couple Corvinas swimming around that warmer water. Redondo, that South Bay, very good quality barred perch. They had one fish, 2 pound 12 ounces right there in the 3 pound mark. Some of the guys throwing the Lucky Craft for those better quality fish, and they also had a 30-inch striper up there off of the they reported it from their shop, but the guy went up to the Ventura River mouth and had a 30-inch striped bass up there. Oceanside reported they beat their 2-pound, 4-ounce barred perch with a 2.5 in their perch derby. Pretty good fish in there. Army-Navy's a good stretch to look at. Some smaller halibut in the lagoons, and then they had one of their anglers fishing down in Ensenada had a 22-pound striped bass there at the harbor mouth. So stripers are on the radar, and the barred perch are on the bite.
Yeah, we'll take that, Gundy.
Yeah. Some good stuff there. Yeah.
That's awesome,
Gundy. Any skipjack in the surf?
What's that?
Any skipjack in the surf? No skipjack.
No, no, ask that. Hey, you got the guy right there. He'll know how to catch one.
Well, Gundy, of course, always great, great fishing. And
I wouldn't show your face at our show, buddy.
You're in trouble.
See what happens when you don't call me. you guys, I'll see you at the show.
All thanks, right. Gundy. Be good see you, Gundy. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. That's Appreciate that very much. Yeah.
That's going to wrap up our catch parade. Juan, check out surffishtackle.com for all your surf fishing needs. And again, like you guys were saying earlier, a lot of concessions made in the surf fishing thing, surf fishing seminar at this year's PCS show.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. We like I said, want to be inclusive to everyone that fishes. It doesn't need to be a big budget deal.
That's awesome, man. Very cool. We're excited.
Very nice. I have a great, well, actually, phones are packing up. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Jeff, stand by. Let's jump into it.
Let's do that. How about we go to line one? It's John calling us from Anaheim this morning. What's up, John? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Excited to go. I mean, you answered a lot of my questions already, but my 3-year-old granddaughter, I would like to bring.
Heck yeah.
If she gets tired, can I go out to the parking lot and let her sleep in my tent on my truck and come back in re-entry?
Yeah, so this year we will have hand stamps to get in and out. Cool. So that will not be a problem.
All right.
Yeah, and you need to bring your granddaughter. That's
right.
We want the kids
it's
coming.
Special.
Yeah.
Sure. The real reason we have the stamps, though, is so many people have to load up their
trucks. So much tackle.
And then they have to go home, dump it off.
Yeah.
Oh.
Reload at the truck and then go back. That's what we find the most.
And that's something new
stuff.
This year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Big deal.
We have like a space in our booth for like our customers doing that where they like buy a bunch of stuff. You're buying, you know, multiple rods and gaffs and things like that. That was like one of our sneaker moves. You know, like we have a storage facility for that. So if a guy buys, you know, 4 bags full of stuff and a bunch of rods, like we've got like a locked storage area in like the inside of our booth where we keep all that. Like, I can't tell you how many people have utilized that just because, you know, you don't necessarily want it. You've got a big giant deckhand kill bag. You don't want to be walking around with a 72-inch bag while you're scoping out seminars. So.
Yeah, for sure. Nice. Hey, Tony in Hesperia writes, and he says he's in Hesperia, but he's currently in Tampa for spring training. So I don't know what team he's watching in Tampa, but should be watching the Padres down in Peoria.
There
so,
you go.
Hey, good morning. The buzz for this year's show is incredible. I saw the show map online. Is there a list of vendors with their corresponding booth numbers?
Yep, that will be out in the next couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already listed all the vendors, and we've listed the map. Now it'll be the map with the numbers.
Where is the best source to see that online?
Sportfishingfestival.com.
Sportfishingfestival.com.
Yeah, that'll be updated early next week with the final numbers and all that.
So you can see the booth.
Yep, yeah. I mean, my recommendation, again, is to either go to the right or the left when you enter and ride the whole horseshoe all the way around and take your time and see every booth. Don't try to just track to one person that you're seeing. You're going to miss a lot of cool stuff. But it is nice to know where people are.
Yeah, I believe our booth number is 560. We're right next to Queen Charlotte Safaris.
That's right.
And right across from the Rod Building and stuff like that. But we got to talk about Valerie from Haida Gwaii Safaris now, not Queen Charlotte Safaris, but formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. I know you're a huge fan of Valerie's like I am, and you've been to the resort many times. She's been a busy lady, and I can't believe she was telling me she's almost all booked up already for 2026.
Wow. Yeah, she's just a wonderful person. I've known her since Hallie, her daughter, was in a little stroller when I met her up in Long Beach in the parking lot when I was early in the industry. She's a great family friend of ours. I brought the whole family up there twice. Her lodge is amazing.
Wife and kids love it up there?
Absolutely. And she does like the travel agent thing. So a lot of lodges will sell you a spot. And that's great, but then you still have to figure out your whole plan to get there. She takes the time to help you book your flights and exactly how everything works from the ground up. For somebody on their first trip or somebody who's a little nervous to try something new, she will walk you through it and you will be more comfortable than you've ever been. I mean, she's just wonderful.
Yeah, she's really good. She's got a really good Canadian travel agencies that she works with
now
that are they're fantastic.
Yeah, they just do
a
great
job. Like if you want to spend the night in a hotel or two, they'll help you do that. They'll help you get your flights. Everything's gorgeous. So go by and say hi to Valerie at Queen Charlotte Safaris or Haida Gwaii Safaris. Yeah, that's going to be hard.
I think we just had a story from us going up there a couple months ago in the magazine.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a great story.
That was my boys. They went when when they were smaller. There's pictures of my little boy with Hallie when they were little up there, and then pictures of them when they're older. So it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
All right. Hey, I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, gents. I really enjoy attending PCS. All the way back when it was a single hangar to now eight buildings, your marketing efforts are exceeded only by the quality of show that you deliver. Do you offer any type of military, veteran, or senior discounts? Also, I'm planning on doing a multi-day stretch this year. Are there any hotels associated with PCS or anything you can recommend? That's from Ted in San Diego.
Yeah, so our vendors stay at the Hilton, which is by South Coast Plaza. That's kind of our hotel. That's our preferred hotel. There's a lot of great hotels in the area. As far as discounts go, it's kids 12 and under and active duty military with an ID are the discounts that we have currently. We've tried other stuff, and the issues are it's you know, people go up and kind of argue with the ticket people, and it's very difficult. So those are the two that we have. We appreciate our military. That's why we, you know, do the War Heroes deal. That's why we have the national anthem before we open. I mean, we're very, very proud of our country. So.
Well, you guys do an awesome job, and I can tell you from spending a lot of days there, it's worth every single penny to get to go to that show. You will be busy the whole time you're there.
Yeah, it's crazy how much there is to see. Hey, time to talk about a great place right down the road here, Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings at Point Loma. I was in there the other day buying some shrimp and some crab and some fish, and the array of seafoods that they have in the middle of the winter is just unbelievable.
How much time you got for me? I mean, I'll talk the whole time. It's so good. You know what? I've been on a kick. I've, like, gone all the way back to the most basic of the old school OG Mrs. Kelly's tuna salad sandwich.
Oh,
just
the best. Oh,
the
best. They, Mike, yeah.
Yep. Killer sourdough, their killer tuna salad, cut in half on a piece of bread. It's so good.
You know what makes a great, if you're going out on a boat, and what makes a great boat snack?
Oh, dude,
you get a pint or a half pint of that Mrs. Kelly's, and then you take the Point Loma Seafood's homemade tortilla chips. And that makes a great boat snack.
Yes, we eat that again all the time at the store when somebody's going to get lunch and somebody else is like, I'm leaving too soon. Hey, grab me a tuna salad and chips. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Throw the spoon away, eat every piece of tuna salad with their homemade chips. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The place is so killer.
Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
All right. Let's jump back into the phones. They are absolutely packed solid. If you want to get your chance to get through, 833-288-0973. Let's talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point on line one this morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, you guys. You know when you hit that tuna sandwich just right and the toasted bread? I usually don't make it to work, but you know the show is the atmosphere is so great, and you get to see the actual captains and the owners of the lodges, and nobody's pressed. You can sit there and talk as long as you want, and then the meeting area is going to be like it has been, where the center, you go out there and eat and look at the boat, and you congregate, and you can, if somebody wants to go see something else, I'll just meet you back out here in the middle. Is that going to be like the same format? I know you added some more stuff.
Yeah, no, there's still a great area in the middle there with the band to sit down and eat food and hang out with your friends. And, yeah, that'll always be there. Coronado Brewing has a social hub hangout spot out there in the middle. So, yeah, there'll be plenty of spots to hang out with your friends for sure.
That is a good point. That is a good point that Chuck brings up, though. Like, you easily could have filled that space with more people and put more money in your pocket, but that's not what you chose to do. You keep the atmosphere right, and
that's right.
It's part of the fun. Like, it's part of the hangout. It's, you know, you're grabbing your sandwich and your drink, and then you see a fishing buddy that you went on a 4-day trip with a few years before.
You run
into these friends. Like, it's part of the social happening at the show.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning, Chuck. Great. Now, you guys will understand this, because I'm going to read this, because I don't quite follow what he's looking for. Paul from Placentia says, is there a digital program of all the vendor locations?
I think what he's getting at, so Western Outdoor News does our show guide, and they print it out with all of the maps and everything. They do have a scan, if I remember, that takes you to a digital version of it to go ahead and scan through and look through
that
the maps.
You could actually download onto your phone or something
You could screen capture it on there, whatever, that gives you all the vendors in the map.
Yeah, okay, cool.
They do have that. We will eventually, I think once the second show gets going, come up with some sort of an app that helps you find locations of booths and stuff. We're getting to that point where we're going to need to do something.
Yeah.
But I still, my belief is you got to go in with your eyes closed.
Totally.
Don't look for one specific booth. Just go walk the thing and see, because you're going to bump across something that you've thought about or something that really sparks your interest that you never knew that company existed because of all the small mom-and-pop businesses that can't afford to advertise. But this is their opportunity to shake your hand and show their product, and you don't want to miss those guys. That's where a lot of these brands that are big in our industry have started, is by little mom-and-pop shops, and they've become these big brands. So
yeah, we talked about yesterday, of course, we had the Raymarine guys in, and we had Joe from Johnson Hicks on the phone, too.
Awesome.
We already talked about Baker and the Fujinon binoculars and such like that. But there's going to be a lot of electronics there. If you're in the market for a new boat, that's the place to be. A new motor, that's the place to be. New electronics for your boat. I mean, this is the place to see all that.
Well, and I think that the most important thing to talk about is the fact that the manufacturers will have their own booths there. I think that's what a lot of people have said. Well, that's cool. There's a dealer there that can sell it to you, and they have education on it, but I want to talk to a representative from the manufacturer.
Right.
And every manufacturer in the industry has their own booth there. So it's just a game changer.
Which
to be able
unusual.
To talk. Yeah. Exactly.
Is English Marine going to be there this year?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, we were just talking about boats. Like our big plan this year is like, this is our off year. We're going to invest in going lithium. And, you know, we've talked about Norisk and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Like that's like our big boat plan purchase this year. So one of my, like, sneak away out of the booth is to, even with all the stuff we've done on the radio show, we even had Kyle Grover on the show talking about it. There's still just like a lot of questions there. So that's like my big thing. And I know Angler's Marine does a lot of lithium stuff. So that's kind of one of my sneakaways, is to get to go and get fully
built
up on that.
We have
a couple of guys.
And not only that, but we have like the Seakeeper guys. We have Psionics is there. I mean, we have 2-3 rows of electronics, big motors, man engine. The Mercury's bringing their corporate booth there. Yeah. So the whole thing has just gone Richter.
Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is that we talked about Norisk, and you can learn a lot from the guys at Anglers, because I was talking to Rick and the guys about Norisk, because they're so into Norisk.
That's why
like
I asked.
Premium
lithium
battery, and I definitely want to switch
my You're talking to people who have actually installed the product, who have used the product.
And Kyle runs them on his boat. That guy is so knowledgeable.
It's exactly why I asked the question.
He's a big part of Norisk.
Sure.
I think our plan is to do Norisk lithium like on all of our house stuff, and maybe keep one standard for our starting. But I want to talk to somebody about it, and I want to talk to somebody about charging, and like that's my big off season purchase for the year. But I just need to talk to somebody that's better than flipping through and trying to form my own opinion read on the internet. I want to talk to somebody that does it, and I know Rick Grover is kind of the man,
especially Rick and
both of them.
I feel like the forums online, you know, it's kind of like reviews of businesses. You know, the guys who have great experience are rarely talking, and the ones who have had issues or didn't install it correctly are the ones that say things aren't great. You really need to learn from people who actually have installed it and understand it.
Forum research has just turned into somebody who talks, who justifies the purchase that they made, no matter what it is. Like, this reel is the best.
Defend
this is the reel that I bought. These are the very best. Like, well, it's only based on the fact that that's what you paid your money for, and you're justifying your purchase.
Yep.
It's just not the same.
Hey, Mike's on the hotline. I think I know which Mike it is. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning,
guys.
Hey, Mike from the Tribute.
From being sick.
thank God.
Yeah, it sounded like a rough one, huh?
This was a nasty flu, for sure, yeah. It feels very good to be back in the studio with you, Mike. Good morning. It sounds like you guys have had some crazy good fishing on the Colonnette trips this year.
Yeah, you know what? Every one of them has been good. They're just getting better now with a little bit of sardine mixed in. And a lot of ling caught on the jigs, too, but... I just really, really good fishing yesterday. They ended up with 105 ling cod, 115 reds, and basically rounded out, you know, the full 10 fish limits with some rockfish and whitefish to go with it. But there was guys, I was talking to Josh Remble, the manager at Turner's. You guys might know him, but he was on the boat, and he texted me this morning. He goes, man, he goes, I had 8 or 9 of them. He goes, there was a guy that had like 12 on the jig. He said it was just one of the funnest bottom fishing trips that he's been on.
So cool.
And they're good, you know, they're good ling cod. They're not like, you know, barely keepers. Some of them are, you know, getting up there at 15-pound range, and they're, it's when they're biting the jig like that, and you get, you know, hitchhikers and followers and stuff, like, it changes everything. It's such a fun trip.
That's rad. And the weather's been great, and it's just been, it's been really cool. And you guys do such a great job on your social media showing the pictures of all those things. I mean, it looks like a little snippet from Southeast Alaska fishing there.
Yeah, I kind of jealous. My knees probably, I debated going just because how nice the weather is going to be, and looking at all the pictures this morning, I'm literally jealous.
Yeah, time to go. Well, are the schedule going to continue here through the winter and as we roll into spring? Are there opportunities to go down and get on these colony trips with you guys?
Next weekend, the trip's already a go. We got a dozen people on it. Weather looks nice. Pete's Sport sponsored trip. And then we have these up throughout the end of next month, and then we switch over and we start putting up some of our offshore schedules, so we'll see what happens there. But, first thing in the morning, I started getting flooded with pictures of big wing cod, and just I wish I was there.
Us too, buddy. Well, great job. Appreciate it very much. One more time, if somebody does want to go with you guys next week, said trip's already a go, how do we jump on the boat?
Check Seaforth Landing, tributesportfishing.com. You can call Seaforth at 619-224-3383. And take a look at our social media. I updated some more of it this morning. But looking at the pictures and Kyle's great food, Derek Southern's been running the boat here the last couple trips. He's done a great job. And it's jump on next week. It's already a go. And give Seaforth a call, and we'll see you there.
You're the man. Great job, Mike. Appreciate it very much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that very much. All right, phones are packing up. You want to get through 833-288-0973. Let's jump into it.
Line 2's got Brian from San Clemente on the line this morning. Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Yo, Brian.
Pick us up, Brian.
Awesome.
Looks like we might have lost Brian. So how about we grab Sean on line 4? He's calling from Irvine this morning. Hey, Sean.
Sam.
You mean Sam?
Oh, Sam.
Sam. Okay, we got Sam.
My bad.
Hey, I went to, my question is for your host there, to a rod wrapping dinner and get together with all the wrapping salespeople and things like that. It was a great time, but I haven't seen any information on that. I wanted to attend that again this year.
Yeah, I think
that a restaurant?
I think that was the Mudhole Guys Outdoor Foundation group. Actually, Saturday night's going to be a CCA fundraiser with AFCO guys and Turtle Box guys. There's going to be some information put out on that. It's a kind of a film festival type thing at West Coast Marine. So that's going to be a fundraiser for CCA on Saturday night.
Cool.
On this Saturday?
The Saturday night of the show. Yeah. Correct.
At the show.
Yeah. Well, it's the Saturday night of the show. It's going to be at West Coast Marine.
At West Coast Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. In Costa Mesa.
So after the show's done, if you want to cruise down there, there's a fundraising opportunity and just a cool extension of a rad day.
Yeah. That's open to the public.
Love it.
All right. Great. Hey, Kathleen. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Kathleen in Ocean Beach writes, she says, good morning, gentlemen. What an interesting show today. I'm thinking about maybe coming up to the show with my family. I have a 4-year-old daughter and an 8 and a 12-year-old boys who love to fish. I really don't know too much about fishing, but I love the people and love to watch the people. When's the busiest day to come up?
So my recommendation would be, there's a couple recommendations. If you can come up on a weekday with the kids, it'll be a little bit slower at the trout pond for them and stuff. The show is busy every day. There's not a day that it's not
busy. Because
it's
only 4 days long.
It's only 4 days long.
And
so
the hours are very, very condensed.
Yeah, it is very busy. But I would say, a Friday afternoon or a Sunday would probably be the best. But, yeah, I would not be intimidated because you don't fish a bunch. I mean, we want people to be there to learn. And you'll learn from the industry that they're all excited to have people there that don't have a lot of experience. Those are the most exciting ones to teach and get into the sport. So
we encourage bringing those kids. And even the 4-year-old will have
absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah, head over to the trout pond and have a great time.
One of the things I'm learning is that Wyatt will literally climb on board every single boat that is at the entire show and open every hatch and open every door and want to try to push the horn and wheel the steering wheel. I mean, there's so much.
And Wyatt's 3. So
yeah, exactly. They love it. Kathleen, for sure, bring your whole squad up. And the food's killer and it's easy and it's fun, and the music, it's a great time. No doubt, you should totally, totally bring them.
Yep.
For sure. All right. Time to find out what's fighting out there, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for our fishdope.com report. We got the man, Yusuf Husseini, the angler's reeler, standing by. Today, the catch report, sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. Check out the new, easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make those reservations for your long-range trip today. We got Yusuf standing by this morning. Good morning, Yusuf.
Hey, good morning, guys. How we doing?
We're doing great. Right.
Good morning.
Stoked to have a nice little week of weather here and a chance to go out fishing.
I know. It's finally sunny. I think I'm going to try to drag the kids out halibut fishing this afternoon, hopefully.
All right.
All right, so up in Santa Cruz area, the northern, up in the islands, there is squid everywhere. The squid fleet has actually stopped fishing because market squid is way down. Santa Monica Bay and Long Beach, sand bass fishing is the ticket. The twilight trips are doing really good on the sand bass just outside. Catalina, halibut fishing has gotten even better on the backside. People are still getting sea bass here and there in with the halibut, 5 to 50 feet of water. They've been in mostly the milky water. Still have bonita out front from can dumps to condos. Palo Verde, LA and Long Beach, same deal, sand bass with a little bit of calico mixed in on the twilight trips. Halibut has been picking up on the hard bottom there. The size has actually increased a little bit from what reports say, up to 35 pounds. And then Dana Point, same deal. Bass fishing is a little bit slow except for the evenings, but the halibut fishing is picking up. Ivy Flats, reports of halibut being caught in the area. Fish the flats up to the edge of the pipe, look for the bait, and you'll find the fish. Coronado Islands has been very slow. There are a lot of boats looking around. Nobody has really had a good score yet over there, but hopefully we see that here soon. The yellow's popping up. Ensenada, there's still some fish on the Bonda Bank. Pongueros have been fishing them, been some topwater fish. Also, there's good halibut fishing just off the bank there. Same kind of deal in the shallower waters here. And I saw online about 2 days ago that Kelly and the guys down south in St. Quentin had been putting the wood to the yellowtail. Lots of topwater fish, good size too. It looked like 20 to 30 pound fish.
Sweet.
That's all I got for you, boys.
Take that,
yeah,
buddy.
That's pretty good fishing. And of course, fishdope.com. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com. You want to know where the hot halibut spots are? There's been a lot of talk about big halibut stuff. He's got them on fishdope.com. Mm-hmm. Check it out. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $30 code. And of course, BD Outdoors. Fishdope.com will be at the PCS show, right?
They will be.
Yeah,
yes,
we're going to see you at the PCS show, Yusuf?
I will be in the Fishdope booth the whole weekend. Come
okay.
Say hi.
Awesome. So you want to talk fishing, you want to talk real estate with Yusuf. How's that real estate market? A lot of weird stuff going on right now, right?
It is totally weird. Up and down, you know, it's like, I swear that people buying houses are like the yellowtail. They only come out when, like, the sun's out and perfect conditions. Everybody wants to be out looking for houses. And that's the case. You know, we've had a couple good sunny weekends here, and real estate starts bumping again. So
yeah.
Weird.
There you go.
That's awesome, buddy.
Time to get a hold of Yusuf. How do we get a hold of you? We want the best realtor around and a guy that likes to fish.
You can get me at 619-277-2169 on my cell phone. You can check my website at sportsmansrealty.com. Get me on social media at Cal Realty. And if you would like a free home evaluation with no stalking, you can go to socalhomeeval.com and we'll send you a report.
Thanks, Yosef. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
All right. Appreciate that. It's going to wrap up our report. Hey, speaking of which, Norris Lithium Batteries, they're here in Southern California, designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and the charging status of your batteries by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries. Make an investment in the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check NorrisLithium.com or go see the Trolling Motor Doctor or at Angler's Marine, both in Anaheim and the Lakeside locations. Or, as we heard, you can see them at the PCS show.
Yes, sir.
Starting March
6
through 9, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Hey, I have a great text here, and it's so apropos because we love talking about kids and love talking about kids at the PCS show. It's from Paul in Fountain Valley. He says, Guys, great show. Getting pumped up to go. I took my 5-year-old grandson to the show last year, and he had a blast. He caught his first fish at the trout pond.
Love
had
it.
To pry him away from the reptile exhibit.
I love it.
He loved having those snakes around his neck and
so
holding
cool.
them for photos. I will be bringing him again this year, and he's getting excited. Anyone who's thinking about bringing a youngster, it should be a no-brainer. Thanks again for the great show. Really looking forward to the PCS show.
Yeah, thank you for encouraging that. We want the kids to get out there.
Yeah.
They're the future of what we're doing. So.
Talk about, first of all, talk about the reptile guy, because that guy
so
is
Jay Brewer's Prehistoric Pets. If you look him up on Instagram, I think he's Prehistoric Jay or something like that. He has, I don't know, 14 million followers
ridiculous.
Or some ridiculous thing.
Wow.
He's giant. He is very, very popular, and he's a friend of mine. I actually got him his first swordfish. I got him his first, I think, grouping over 200 on my boat a few years back. He's been a friend of mine for years and years. But, yeah, him and his daughter, they set up. With their people, they bring
and
a bunch of giant
snakes on your neck.
Yeah, they have giant snakes. I think they bring the little alligator. I think they bring a bunch of different stuff. So it's just cool experience for kids to, you know, they don't need to be standing in halls the whole time. You know, it's good for them to go see the trout, go panning for gold, go see the hawks.
Yeah,
you know.
And tell us about the hawks, Mike.
This is Adam's Falconry. The you have to have a certain permit to be able to transport these. You can use them in falconry, but to actually have them as an exhibit.
To bring them,
yeah, you have to have a special permit. And so there's a lot of work in getting them there. And it's just really cool. You know, they're apex predators, and they're like looking at a fighter plane, right?
Yeah.
You get up next to them.
Especially
and they just.
And when do you get to see something up close like that? You don't.
You can literally take pictures with them. And she'll probably let you hold them. She has a big leather glove that she puts on.
That's so rad.
It is really rad. It's really cool.
That's cool. Now, are those in different buildings, or are they all kind of in the same zone?
No, so we, at the backside of the Santa Ana Pavilion is where the trout ponds are. It's where the gold panning is. It's where Jay is. It's where the falconry lady is. It's all there.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
so
we keep
all
it in one
kind
area.
Of in that one building.
Yeah. That way you can get the
there's
kids back there.
There's hot dog on a stick back there. There's pretzels. There's live music, I think.
We have a steel drums guy back there. It's just that every area of the show's got its own thing going on.
My boy fished in the trout pond last year. He got a fish print shirt that he wears all the time, super proud of. It's just a really cool place to take the kids.
Yeah.
My kid talks about it. He's so pumped already. Wyatt knows that the show's coming up.
Now, when your dad's at the show every day, how does your wife deal with, when are we going to see Dad?
Dal's the machine. I don't know how she does it. She's the glue that holds us together.
Yeah.
I don't know how she does it, but she does. She's got both of them and Wagon and the whole nine. And they kill it. She's awesome.
I think the trout in the pond this year, there's going to be some special trout in there that I don't think have ever been in trout ponds at any of these shows for the kids. So there'll be something cool in there.
Okay.
Something special.
That's awesome. Well, hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Boys on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Southerners Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals. And more.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife.
brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great.
Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
If there's one thing we like, it's choices. And at your San Diego County Ford dealers, you can find yours with the Ford F-150. Whether it's towing, powering up, or getting from 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds, the power to choose between gas, hybrid, or all-electric is yours. Tough this smart can only be called F-150. Only at your San Diego County Ford dealers, they'll be glad to hook you up.
Whether you're boating, floating, paddling, fishing, or just chilling, remember a good day on the water always starts with everyone wearing life jackets. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking PCS show right around the corner. March 6th through the 9th. Cannot wait. This show has got me so pumped up for the upcoming festival, man. I can't wait.
You bet. Hey, if you want to get through on the line, 833-288-0973. Jeff is standing by. We'll have a chance to win a full-day trip on the Mission Bell from Port Loma Sportfish and 4 tickets, you can take the whole group with you to the PCS show coming up the 6th through the 9th of March.
Pretty sweet.
Let's go ahead and jump to the phones, right?
You got it. How about we talk to Brian calling us from San Clemente this morning? Good morning, Brian. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Brian?
Good. Good morning.
Hey, I texted the show yesterday. I was on the Drum Fund with Wooly fishing that sculpin, and he's really underselling that bite right now. You put on a 5-inch Viejos and a lead head on a dropper loop, and you let that thing drift around, you know, near the bottom without getting hung up if you can. And I caught 20 sculpin, kept the 5 biggest, and had a great time. So if you know what you're doing, it's wide open.
Man, that's awesome, Brian. How fun is that? And there's very few things that are better table fare than a limit of sculpin when you come home, man. That's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, we ate every single one of them as soon as I got home last night. So, and I was trying to think of something to ask the guys because I know that's kind of what drives the show. And I know that the show at the Orange County Fairgrounds it's the best show that there's been.
Thank you.
You guys do a great job. The only question I could possibly think of was, is there a multi-day pass? Like if I wanted to go by myself one day and then take the family another day, is there any kind of discounts for going multiple days?
Yeah, no, what we did is we kept the tickets at $20 instead of raising them and just kept it to a daily ticket just because it's very hard to figure out who's who and who's bringing tickets. So we just kept the price at 20, didn't raise them up, and yeah, it's just a daily ticket.
One of those things, the amount of technology that you would have to buy to be able to do multi-day tickets is going to end up raising the ticket price.
That's
where
right.
your discount would go away anyway. So
yeah.
Keeping it the same but still offering the big show is the
right.
kind of is the discount.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, glad you had such a great trip.
Thanks
with the boys from Dana. That's awesome. All right. Well, hey, I had a great text come through. Good morning, guys. Really looking forward to the show this year. It's great to see how it has grown from just a single hangar building. Great job, Bill. My question is towards the kayak end of things. What can we see for kayak anglers, any kayak seminars, et cetera?
Kayak seminars. Not this year. We will, as we grow and as we grow into the San Diego show in 26, there'll be more of a kayak presence. We just have sold out so quickly, it's very difficult to get everything in. So that will be a focus. San Diego will have some more kayak presence there and more kayak seminars and stuff for 26. So that and the spearfishing, great suggestions. We really appreciate it.
Always good to have things on the radar.
Absolutely.
Now, Mike, you had some stuff you wanted to talk about.
So one of the callers earlier said something about what is your most proud.
Yeah.
It's kind of, well... So last year, Berkeley had a promotion where you bought any reel in the show.
From any manufacturer.
Over $50.
Over $50.
That's right.
They would give you a free fill-up of Pro Spec chrome braid.
Which was unheard of
because this
is a company who sells fishing reels.
Yes. Right.
And they were filling their competitive brand.
It didn't matter
brand.
Who it was.
Everybody.
And they, Justin Poe told us they sold 1,300 reels in 4 days.
Oh,
and it was enough. It was like 2,300 miles of braid.
2,300 miles. And the funniest thing is I was walked by the booth and I saw Justin Pose, the boss, winding line. I go, what the heck are you doing? He goes, somebody's got to do
it. All hands on deck, baby.
That's what it was. I think, honestly, in looking back, I don't think there's ever been a promotion at any of these shows in the history that has been that powerful.
That's
successful. No doubt.
Pretty amazing.
The value of that is amazing, and the fact that they're willing to wind it on anybody's reels is just...
And they're going to do it again.
And they're doing,
they're doing it again.
Yep.
It's going to be... I think last year people were probably thinking that can't be true. Well, it's back, and it is. And
so all you have to do is buy a reel at the show, over $50, bring the receipt that you bought
bring
it at
your
the
reel
show.
Over to them and
over.
Drop it off.
Yep. Okay. And they
they'll give you
a
ticket, and you can come back later, and it'll be full.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I think the only caveat was you had as a dealer that selling the reels, you had to participate in a particular line purchasing thing from Berkeley, which was a pretty much a no-brainer, like on the retailer side of things. Like you had to participate in a particular thing that they did, which I can't imagine anybody would not have. But I've never heard of anything like that ever before.
Pretty amazing.
No, that's a weak question. When they first told us last year.
You sure you know what you're getting into?
Yeah, we asked so many times, like, are you positive? Can you put this in writing in an email so we don't get in trouble? I literally asked for it in writing because I know how this stuff works, and all of a sudden we put it out and we're the bad guys and it didn't work out. No, it is exactly what they say.
So we're at a meeting at ICAST. We're sitting around a table. JRA, all the reps are there, and Justin sits down and he's like, announces this promotion, and the reps are like, "That's impossible. We can't do that." We pulled it off.
Oh, we did it.
We laughed so hard because we bring our line machine to the show. That's always one of the things we do at Fisherman's Landing. We fill reels, premium line, all that stuff, and we just know how much of an effort it takes for just the reels that come out of our shop.
Oh, yeah.
When we heard they were doing everything, we laughed like, "Man, good luck, buddy. I hope you know what you're getting into."
Yeah.
I know how much it is for one shop. Now you talk about all of the fantastic retailers at PCS. And you're going to have them from home? Phew.
I think
they pulled it off.
They had 8 line winders going.
That's awesome. And I'll bet full the whole time.
Full the whole time.
The entire show.
That's so cool.
The entire show.
Amazing.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to say is thank you to Captain Mikey from Official Outdoor Business. He's him and his wife and his family run the Trout Ponds. Just amazing people that love to help kids learn to fish. And this year we'll have, what I was saying is, we're going to have these lightning trout mixed in there. I don't think anyone's ever had that at any of these free kids trout ponds.
Oh,
so
cool.
It's going to be cool.
And they're going to be tagged?
Yeah, I think they're going to be. We're going to have run some sort of contest. When those are caught, they win a prize. It's going to be a fun deal.
But just how fun for the kids looking at all the trout going around and then
something
seeing
different.
That bright orange,
right.
You know, lightning
something
trout
different.
Sipping around.
Oh,
it's going to be rad.
So, yeah, he takes good care of us.
Pretty cool. Blair in Santa Cruz says, good morning. Should we pre-buy our tickets? And if so, what is your recommendation on buying tickets?
You know, it's a couple options there, right? You can buy them online, which means when you walk up, you go straight into the... If you're there early and you're trying to, you know, catch an early special or whatever, you're there before opening, you would just walk right up and get in the line to go in. Or you can just
same
buy them
price.
At the door. I think
there's a service.
$2 fee or $3 fee online from the company that does the tickets. Or you can buy them for $20 at the door. It's whatever works the best for you. If you're somebody that does not like waiting in a line, I would recommend going 30 minutes after opening. Okay. You know, that line goes fast. The line is gigantic in the morning.
Yep.
It's all people trying to be the first ones to different booths. And you'll get to see the national anthem, which is sung
by
a girl that sings at the – she sung at San Francisco Giants games and stuff.
Wow.
She's absolutely incredible. It's actually my cousin. But I would not want to miss that. But if you're somebody who does not like lines, just wait 20 minutes and then show up.
It's a minimal amount of time before that mega line just goes through. They're so good at processing everything.
Yeah, it's not that you have to wait to get in. It's that you have to wait for it to open.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So we move the lines quickly. We have a bunch of people up front. They scan tickets in extremely quickly.
So. And this year, so when you're waiting in line, we have Turtlebox is one of our sponsors. They're setting up a whole live music deal there. So with their new speakers that are coming out.
Cool.
Have you guys seen those?
Yeah.
Things?
What is a Turtlebox?
So they're speakers, right? But you can plug them together wirelessly and play the same music from your cell phone from 4 different speakers. It sounds like you're in a concert.
Wow.
And
it's amazing
height. Ones this year.
It's amazing
like
quality.
Mega outdoor, waterproof, weatherproof.
Really?
But still very reasonably, not crazy expensive like some of that stuff can get.
So they'll be right there at the front entrance rocking you guys out.
That's cool.
How cool is that? All right. You have a good one?
I thought so. It says, good morning, guys. What a great show this morning. I'm learning a ton about the show. Bill, any thoughts on making the show 5 days? I'm a weekday I'm a weekday show participant.
Stop,
and that's from Dan and Havasu. I'm in. I want the give me another day.
So at this point, we're still going to be 4 days. We will take that into consideration, and we do love our weekday guys, you know. But if we hit the point that we need to, for sure, I think our vendors really enjoy the fact that they can get in, sell the product, shake hands, and get out of there without extending it any further than it needs to be. But I do appreciate that and appreciate the suggestion. We'll look into that.
Hey, I say bring it on.
Matters which vendor you talk to.
Yeah, exactly.
There's some begging for more, and there's some saying this is just perfect.
I love your new
noises. What about
noises.
Mike?
I love your new noises.
You like the new noises?
Yeah. Boom.
I'm a little bit nervous about having control of having sound effects sound the next time I'm sitting in Pete's chair. Like
a full drum machine.
My trigger finger gets awfully itchy. Like I'm worried about what I'm going to do when I have control of that.
Fun things here. Yeah.
Oh, cricket. That's for when you say, are you there, John?
Yeah.
Are you there,
John? Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Very nice.
So, Mike, you had some other stuff that you wanted to talk about.
We've got a bunch of great sponsors. There's a ton of dealers that are there with specials and things like that. But
new
a couple
products
of them,
being released that have never been seen.
Oh,
that's
cool.
Industry.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Daiwa's releasing a new Proteus rod there. Exclusive.
Is Mark Mills going to be there?
Mark Mills will be there.
Okay.
They got a whole host of specials. They'll be, you can see them in the Western Outdoor News or go talk to the guys there. I mean, like a ton of great stuff. Penn's got a bunch of stuff. You know, you can get a free Carnage West Coast rod with the purchase of one of their new electric reels. That's a really good value.
Wow. It's a multi-hundred-dollar rod.
Multi-hundred-dollar.
You get for free for buying one of their new electrics.
Right. Yeah, so there's a bunch of stuff going on.
And that electric reel is cool, too. The battery is all housed into one. There's
no cord
or anything. Right. Yeah, it's like a, you know, similar to like how a cordless drill would work. The battery's all integrated. It's really cool. Yeah.
And Turner's will be there with a giant booth.
They always have amazing
specials. They take over the whole building. They'll have a free rail rod with the Penn International and if you buy a Daiwa Lexa, the new TW, you'll get a $140 swim bait rod, no charge.
That's rad.
Yeah.
And so they'll have a lot more than that. Everyone's going to have amazing
tons
specials.
Of stuff.
Just a couple of things. You guys will have amazing specials. Everybody will.
It's where we've thrown out all the stuff. Best deal we've ever had on fluorocarbon. We'll say that. Can't say anything beyond that.
Right.
We'll get it out of Doug.
Oh, it'll be there.
You try to get it out of Doug next week. You're going to have to do some extra digging. We're not allowed to say what's going
to
happen.
Okay,
so just know that. It's going.
Doug will be on the show a week from today.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt.
The new Nomad DTX will be there, the upgraded version for the Wahoo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so there's a ton of stuff.
The one that you don't have to replace after the first Wahoo?
Exactly, yeah. They have been extremely popular with the long-range fleet, you know, much heavier duty bodies than they were before, and they've got some new limited edition colors. It'll all be available at PCS shows, so that'll be exciting.
You'll definitely want to make
the high tarots will be in full flower.
Full force.
I would say almost all the lure companies have new colors being released. Reel companies have new reels that have never been out. There's going to be a ton of new stuff to see.
Which is a big deal because that used to be a thing. You used to go to consumer shows to see new product, and then that kind of went away, and anything anybody had new, you only saw it at ICAST. And now, you know, the success of PCSO is becoming such a big deal. You're seeing new products getting launched here, which that went away for a while.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Cool.
I know Seaguar will be there. Seaguar will be there. And the corporate guys from New York are going to be there, too, and have a lot of new product that Seaguar came out
kind
with.
Kind of scary
too.
When the corporate really guys cool. show up.
Yeah.
There is going to be such a rad value-added item to buying Seaguar this year.
Ooh.
Again, I don't get to say it, but, like, it'll be our best deal, and you'll get free.
Other
it's just going to be really good. This will be the show to stock up on fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
And they have some new, if you're a fly guy like me or a freshwater guy,
me too.
They have super cool new freshwater lines and fluorocarbon, too, that are amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. Hey, let's jump in and try and sneak in another call.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? He's calling us from Huntington Beach on line two there. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, and I'm really looking forward to the PCS show. Been there since the beginning.
Appreciate
that. Wondered to find out if you're going to have any tow vehicle dealers there, like Ford or Chevy or GMC. And then another question is, are there going to be any Grady White boats there?
So there will be Grady Whites. I think they're there with boat specialists. And as far as tow vehicles go, again, we've sold out so quickly to industry stuff. It's just trying to get in a truck company was not the first priority I think next year we probably will. We do have a an Oberland dealer that makes these giant vans. They're these Mercedes Sprinter vans that are set up to camp and tow, and they're actually pretty neat. They're going to be on one of the lawn areas. So just kind of a new category that had asked to be a part of our show, and we're always excited to try new stuff. So,
and I'll bet in 26, especially in San Diego, we'll get those San Diego County Ford dealers.
Oh, I'm sure.
You betcha, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah. Mark Wheeler's probably listening right now.
Hey, Mark.
Mark. Wait. Yeah, for sure. All right. Hey, you have another good text there, Rick. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way.
Yeah, this one is from Jay. It says, guys, I can't wait for the PCS show. I'm so excited for what this thing has become. I'm looking forward to buying a new rod and reel combo. Wonder if Mike had any insight on where some of the best deals might be from the saltwater retailers.
Why is he picking on me? Every single building has a franchise marquee tackle dealer. Like, so the hangar building now has Fisherman's Access will be there. They have a 40-foot booth and they partnered up with Grundin's and Major Craft. And so every single building has an opportunity for you to find that deal. Turner's.
Yeah, I think the recommendation would be walk the show. Yeah, go look at everything. Walk it twice. Yeah, find out what you're looking for and go back and get it.
Get the seminar, talk to the guys, talk to the people, talk to the manufacturers.
Talk to the manufacturers.
That's what's so cool. If you're into buying a new reel, like, you get to go to Daiwa and Penn and Shimano and talk to all the good guys. And,
right.
You know, then once you talk to the manufacturers, you can go talk to the pros and the Brandon Haywards and the Dwayne Diegos. Then you can go to the best tackle store at Fisherman's Landing and buy it from your tackle store.
Right, right. the volume of plastic baits at this place, you go over to Performance Tackle, he has walls of it. Walls. It's all completely organized by size and color. And they're very anal about it. They take their time, and he's always setting up late and coming early, right? Because he spends so much time putting that stuff together.
Oh, yeah.
Freshwater, saltwater, the whole night. It's there for everybody.
Yeah. That's right. Boats. I'm going to get back to the boats because there's going to be so many boats there. I know West Coast Marine will have all the Parker boats. Yeah. Of course, Motor Mart is bringing down two Steiger crafts. And they've never been at a show in Southern California.
No,
Steiger
Craft
has never been at a show in Southern
California. It's
exciting. Super good people. I know Al Steiger was going to come out and George, the general manager, but they're not going to make it. But we'll actually feature George is going to call into the radio show on the Saturday of the show.
That's cool.
And talk a little bit about Steiger, too.
That's great.
I think we have 21 dealers at the show.
21 different
dealers. And they're representing like 50 brands or 60 brands. It's wild.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing any swordfish seminars, Bill?
There will be a swordfish seminar.
But you're not going to do it.
No, I'm pretty wimpy.
You'll be working.
I'm pretty wimpy. I don't get on stage. I'm not confident enough to be up there. But, yeah, we will have a couple of great guys. Bryce Herman and Jake Clinshaw will be up there. Bryce is more of an Oxnard northern guy, and Jake's down here. Bryce caught him all over the coast anyway. But, yeah, there are a couple of the best in the deal. So there's plenty to learn there. That'll be, I think, Thursday evening, the last seminar on Thursday.
And that's the only swordfish seminar?
We're
that's
just doing one. Drop. Yeah, one deep drop one this year. Yeah, yeah. Even though it's that'll a popular a, topic,
yeah.
I think we can get it out in one and try to fit some more stuff in.
Have we done a good job of talking about the new Pacific building? How big it is and how many booths we have in there?
Yeah, I mean,
that's brand new.
Right? Yeah, do it quick because you have about 20 seconds.
Daiwa stage in the back. Dave Hansen's in there. It's going to rock.
Yeah, it's going to have one of our main. Has one of our main seminar stages. It has brands like Mustad and all kinds of brands in there. Yeah. It's just another building. Don't miss it.
If you're into adventure travel, you got to get here.
Yeah, that's going to be on that stage.
Huge. Well, everywhere on the show, but
all the buildings.
That's a segment and category that's really grown this year.
That's in there. Yeah. Cool. Katmai Lodge, of course, for Adventure Tavern. Lots of stuff.
That's it.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to find out who's going to the PCS show, getting 4 tickets, and going fishing on the Mission Bell. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo, to giant yellowfin tuna, Our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Get ready for the most exciting outdoor show of the year, the giant 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show, March 6th to the 9th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, and fishing resorts taking up all seven halls at the fairgrounds, 217,000 square feet, plus fantastic seminars and free kids' trout pond. Backed by popular demand, the PCS show also has freshwater to cover bass and trout. Learn from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to the top fishing travel destinations. 4 full days, Thursday, March 6th to Sunday, March 9th, the 15th annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Fishing Tackle Boat and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Events Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it!
Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
The PCS show is coming and we will have our best booth at the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Check us out in the wildly popular saltwater building at the PCS show in Costa Mesa, where we will have some amazing deals for you on rods, reels, lures, and clothing. Everything at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth will be on sale. And as always, our expert staff will help you select that perfect setup for the fish you want to pursue. For saltwater tackle at the PCS show, your best stop is the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. All right, it is
time.
All right,
Bon, come on.
Bon, you're up. We're going to find out who's going to the show. We have a caller today. Congratulations,
today.
Brian in San Clemente. You are the winner. Hey, look at that. That's
the sound effect.
Well done. Guys, awesome show, man. This was so cool.
Really, really
great
good.
Job,
okay,
guys.
Give us the details on the PCS show in Costa Mesa.
It is March 6th through the 9th, Thursday and Friday, 12 to 7, Saturday, 10 to 7, Sunday, 10 to 5. You can go to sportfishingfestival.com, buy tickets, get your information. It's got all the seminar schedules and all that, and we'll see you in less than 2 weeks.
Man, it's here.
So awesome.
Here. Great job,
scary.
Guys.
Yeah, it's coming up. But you guys still have a lot of work to do.
And
what's moving like? I mean, moving must be
It actually is super smooth. And the fact we bring out the In-N-Out food, the In-N-Out burger trucks, we got fries with them this year to help feed the vendors. And we just make it a fun experience from the minute they get there.
That's cool. Well, hey, next week on Let's Talk Hookup, Nick Kelly from West Coast Marine will be here talking Parker Boats.
Nice.
And Next Sunday, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle
Doug
will be here.
Kern.
And joining us for the second hour will be Christy Wheeler from Dawson Insurance talking travel insurance. So that'll be fun.
Nice.
Next Saturday and Sunday, thanks to Jeff at The Fan for all he does. Thanks to George at Backbone. And thanks to you out there for all you do. We'll see you next week right back here on 97.3 The Fan, YouTube and Facebook Live, and Arden App.